Each administration brings its own approach to managing operations and performance of the federal government. The emphasis is in the first couple of years of the Obama administration has been on detailed measurement and public display of results using an array of management techniques and online tools, you know, dashboards and so forth. Well, putting those tools to effective use is the subject of our special Federal News Radio discussion, Meeting Mission Goals Through Technology, brought to you by General Dynamics IT. And so we have a very special hour for you ahead this morning on the Federal Drive.
And joining us is Herb Jackson, the Acting Chief Management Officer at the Government Printing Office, Jim Dyer, the Chief Performance Officer and CFO at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Malcolm Bertone is Assistant Commissioner of Planning at the FDA. I want to welcome all of you here this morning. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to get right to it, and I'm going to start with Herb Jackson of the Government Printing Office. We'd like to get from each of you just a general idea on how you approach performance management before we get into the details and tools, just what your general approach is at your agency. So we're going to start with Herb Jackson of GPO.
Well, good morning. Again, I'm Herb Jackson with the Government Printing Office, and I'm glad to be here. At GPO, performance management means focusing for us on overall results, measuring results, providing feedback about results, and developing plans to improve results. It has, or should have, our intent is for employees to be able to ask or answer two very basic questions, one being what is expected of them, and the second being how am I doing at meeting those requirements.
So there's a big employee feedback component in the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a good piece of insight. And Jim Dyer from NRC, tell us your, again, general approach to performance management and how you measure programs.
Well, at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, what we link our performance management to is our mission, which is protect public health and safety, protect the environment, and promote the common defense and security in the United States. And so we've identified, based on that mission, some safety and security goals and organizational excellence. So our performance measurement and assessment is both to provide to the public and the industry an assessment of how we're doing on accomplishing that mission, as well as to our own employees how well we're performing our organizational excellence objectives.
All right. And Malcolm Bertone, FDA, that's an agency that's really been in the news a lot. Every time I eat a piece of spinach, I think of the FDA or I boil an egg. So tell us about performance measurement at the FDA.
Sure. Well, at the Food and Drug Administration, we also take an approach that starts with our mission and our strategic goals. And we kind of cascade those objectives down to the different programs and also to the individuals in terms of aligning their individual performance plans to the larger organizational goals. And in the past year, we've launched a new program that we call FDA Track, which has taken an approach that's been pioneered in state and local governments, and we've tried it here at the federal government, and I think it's proving to be a success. What we do here is we take what normally would be annual measures in performance, and we've moved it more to a monthly data collection process and a system of quarterly management reviews with individual program offices, over 100 different program offices. So it gets down to a much more detailed level at finding out what's going on in this really vast enterprise of the Food and Drug Administration.
I want to expand on what Tom has been asking and go the other direction on the panel, starting with the FDA and how you're able to develop those metrics that you were just explaining. And is that applicable across the board? Can other agencies take it and use it as a template, or is it very specific to the FDA?
Well, I would say that the general approach is something that other agencies can adapt to their programs. The approach that we've taken is we went to the actual program managers and asked them to develop some monthly program measures that they thought were important to their program. And there was a dialogue because some of them were very experienced at doing this kind of measurement, others less so. So we made sure that the measures that they were developing really had some meaning and relevance to the executive leadership and what we believe to be important to our external stakeholders. And as a result, when we developed these measures, we actually have been posting the results on our website in a very transparent way.
And I wanted to follow up, too, with Jim Dyer from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. A lot of what the NRC does is specifically not for public consumption, because you're dealing with highly classified systems in some cases, and even the number of warheads and that kind of stuff is secret. And so how do you balance the need for measuring performance, reporting it, and transparency when you have such a sensitive mission?
Well, let me clarify. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is responsible for the civilian use of nuclear materials.
You know, I'm mixing you up with the nuclear security.
And so we do not have the nuclear weapons in our... We do have, because
that's
our,
right.
part of our mission is to promote national defense and security with the civilian use. So we do have some aspects of that. And as I said, our overall goals, we have a safety and a security goal. We have performance metrics. There's obviously prevent the theft and diversion of any nuclear materials that are being used commercially. And then subsequent to that is there's a lot of lower level, violations and that would prevent that. And so what even that material, if there's anything associated with a vulnerability, it will not be made public.
That's right. I was confusing you with NSA,
yes.
And they send out more press releases. So maybe that's why that was on my brain today.
Well, expanding upon that, we were talking about how these metrics are developed. Would you agree with what he said about how you develop it for your agency and how it can be used across the board? Or no, too specific?
No. We have numerous metrics. You know, the nature of the NRC, it's a highly technical organization. We love numbers. We love metrics. We love measurements and that. So the general way we do business is very open. And so if you would go to the NRC website and look at, we have reactor performance metrics, we have materials and performance issues that are identified, what we're working on, what our schedules are in that. So we have an elaborate cascading down, as Malcolm described, of metrics and performance objectives from our mission.
Mr. Jackson, you?
Yeah, I would agree as well. Even as a legislative agency, GPO pretty much ties what we're doing to our mission, too, which is keeping America informed. But we use a two-pronged approach to performance management. We manage individual performance through our human capital employee quarterly performance reviews, where employees are on a regular quarterly basis giving feedback, and that feedback is transparent in keeping with what the agency's goals are. We also look, secondly, at developing a performance platform or dashboard where we can look at KPIs and results and are able to report those back as well.
All right. So I guess what we want to get into in the next segment is the idea of how you take what you measure and bring it back to the feedback loop with employees and with program managers. I guess those are employees too, and how you get that effect of improvement of programs. And I think we're going to take a short break, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we return. Be my guest.
We are speaking with Herb Jackson, the Acting Chief Management Officer at the Government Printing Office. Jim Dyer is the Chief Performance Officer and CFO at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Malcolm Bertone is the Assistant Commissioner of Planning at the FDA. And it is 9:14. You're listening to a Federal News Radio discussion, Meeting Mission Goals Through Technology, brought to you by General Dynamics. We'll be right back.